Hey, this is Morgan Pratt with the JMAC for Congress campaign. If you're listening to this podcast, sounds like you like JMAC. You can find out more about him by going to his Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube channel. Please remember to subscribe and rate us. Now coming up, more JMAC.
Good afternoon and welcome back into the JMAC News Show. I realize it may not be afternoon where you are at. That is the nature of podcasting, but I'm so glad that you are with us today. I want to dive right into the topic of discussion for this podcast, and that is the wall, the Great Wall of the United States of America, designed and put in place to stop those who want to come into our country illegally from doing so. Now, this is a topic that we discussed quite a bit on our program when we were on KSL News Radio, and it's an issue that I believe is very important because I believe as a sovereign nation, we have every right and responsibility to decide who comes into our country, when, and how. We get to decide when they leave and what those conditions are. And when you have masses of people violating the laws that we put in place for good reason, we should all be concerned about that. So the question has always been, how do we stop it? Well, the president has always said since the day he ran for president that the answer is a wall. And I've always said that the answer is not a wall. That a wall is part of the answer. Whatever type of actual security is part of the answer. But until we address the overreaching, the broader issues with illegal immigration, it doesn't matter how good our barriers are, they will still come over, under, around, or through. And that's exactly what's happening. We're now getting word that people are using heavy equipment and they're cutting through the wall. And none of us should be surprised by that. And in fact, even the president of the United States, when asked about it, he said, quote, "I hadn't heard that. We have a very powerful wall, but no matter how powerful, you can cut through anything," end quote. Well, how powerful is it if you can cut through it? And this is something that we've been saying from the very beginning. Now, I don't knock the president for wanting to solve the issue of illegal immigration. I don't even knock the president for wanting to have a wall as part of the equation. I go after all of Congress, all of the Senate, and this president and former presidents for not being able to deal with or come to a conclusion on why it is that illegal immigration is so prevalent. Until we address that issue, we will never stop people from coming. They are too resourceful. There is too much money involved. And they will find a way. And if all we did was build a wall and nothing else, then we've set ourselves up. And so what I've asked for and continue to ask for is, yes, a wall can be part of that equation. But my friends, why are people coming here? They're coming here because there are jobs for them. They're coming here because American employers continue to hire them for lower wages. Okay, that's just the reality. If there were no jobs, they would not come. Now, it's not a bad thing that these jobs are being filled, or not a bad thing necessarily, by people who are coming here from other countries. So in conjunction with the wall, we should also have a program that is much simpler, much faster, much easier to use, for employers to recruit from the countries that are south of us so that they can, I don't know what it looks like, like a monster.com board where they can apply and they can come here legally. We have to make it much easier. We have to add that to the wall. Then we have to enforce our policies when people decide to come here illegally. This involves cities being involved in helping us. Then we have to decide what to do with the 20 million or so that are here illegally. Now, I did a podcast last week. I hope you'll go back and listen to it. It's about balancing your principles with practicality. And in that podcast, I explain, and Morgan will put a link to this below in the description to this podcast, that it is not practical, as much as my core principles would say we should do it, it is not practical to kick 20 million people out of this country. It would destroy the economy. It would turn into a quasi-civil war in the practice of doing so. Local governments are not going to help us do that. But what we can do is come up with a system to ensure that the influx of illegal immigration stops and that we replace that with legal immigration so that when people come here, they can fully participate and that they fully pay taxes and that we know who they are and we can make sure that they're doing things the way that they should be done. Now, so yes, I do believe that those who are here already illegally can be allowed to stay here, but only if they pay a fine, only if they come out of the shadows, only if the employers who are hiring them agree to follow the law and to pay fines for what they've done. And then eventually we can have a system with comprehensive immigration reform where the wall is no longer necessary. Yeah, we can still have it because this isn't addressing the issue of drug smuggling or people struggling, human trafficking. Sorry, it's Monday. I'm not speaking as well as I might. But so you will still have those issues that need to be dealt with. But as far as the core issues of immigration and illegal immigration, comprehensive immigration reform will solve much of this problem. Now, I've published a comprehensive immigration plan back in 2006, if you can believe that, that is still just as viable today. That's how long it's taken Congress and the White House to come together and get comprehensive immigration reform done. This plan is on our website, jmacforutah.com. We'll also post a link to it in the description of this podcast. And let's recognize that we can actually solve this problem. And we can reduce the need for people who are trying to cut through the wall because we have a system where employers can actively hire people from outside of this country. And they can come in employed, potentially employed with benefits. And they can become contributing members of our society. Until we do this, as long as our emphasis is just on enforcement, just on a wall, then we haven't solved the problem. And they will continue to go under, over, around, or in this case, through. We have got to be wise enough. We've got to be nonpartisan enough to be able to recognize the damage that this is doing to our society. And I'll be honest, the damage that it's doing to those who come here illegally and they're forced to live in the shadows their entire life. It's no way to be. That's no way to live. Especially if we're wise enough and smart enough to find a way to keep them here legally. And again, participating. We can do this. We're smart enough. This is the United States of America, for goodness sake. We can come up with a plan to solve this. But not as long as we're so embedded in our politics. We're so committed to our ideology that we can't have any practicality whatsoever. As long as we're stuck, then the status quo will continue and a wall simply will not be enough. So we've got to choose people, send them to Washington, who are willing to put this together and willing to actually solve the problem.
Thanks for listening to the JMAC podcast. If you'd like to donate to JMAC for Congress, you can go to jmacforutah.com. That's JMAC for Utah.com.